Thank you. You're listening to 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. I have the great pleasure of sitting here live in Studio 2A with Domingo De Grazia and Beth Donis. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely, our pleasure.
Thanks for having us. Beth, you need your microphone.
Oh yeah, there we go. Huddle in.
Hello.
Awesome. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Thanks.
Let's talk about how this all started.
It was a New Year's performance, probably 2008 or so. I was playing with my band at a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant came up and said, "Hey, I have a server that is a violin player. Can mm-hmm. she sit in with you?" And, the guy that owned the restaurant was the guy that was paying our bill. So I said, "Sure, bring her on up." And it was Beth with her violin. She asked which key we're playing in. I told her, and she started playing, and it was an instant lock in.
Wow.
And it was a great show from there on out.
Yes, I proceeded to rock out. It was very fun.
It was New Year's.
It was New Year's, absolutely. That was my first time, really making music with a phenomenal musician or several musicians for a good number of years. So it was a real honor not only to meet Domingo that night, but then to be called by him a few months later and say, "Hey, why don't you start sitting in on some shows with us?" So
very nice.
Since then, we've started this really fun project together, the two of us, playing sweet guitar and violin music.
And you hadn't played before? Obviously, you've trained for many years, but did you play out in town at all?
I had just moved to Tucson, actually. I moved to get my yoga teacher certification. And I was in the midst of school while putting myself through school waiting tables. And I had taken about a 6-year hiatus off playing violin altogether. I was on a music performance track in college, but then I met the wrong man and life happened from there. Got to travel all over the country and, cook over campfires, but my violin sat sadly in its case.
Oh, now you're taking it back.
Totally.
Taking it all back.
Oh, heck yeah.
Good. So you guys have some good news to share. You have a CD.
We certainly do.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's a brand new CD. It's got 11 tracks. Literally just got into Tucson a couple days ago.
Nice. Hot off the press.
Very hot off the press,
And what's it called?
The CD is called The Bluest Sky.
Very
and
nice.
The last track that you just heard us play there is, in fact, the title track called The Bluest Sky.
Very cool.
So
that's an original. This is going to show my naivete when it comes to classical music.
Totally.
Obviously, I know Scarborough Fair.
Yep.
I did recognize that.
The first and the last song in that three-piece set were originals, in fact.
Oh, that's great.
Created by a collaboration between Domingo and myself.
Very nice. Yeah. And there's many iterations of this, of you guys. There's a trio. No. Is this right? I'll let you guys expand on that.
Yeah, well, both Beth and I are solo players.
Mm-hmm.
We come together in this project as a duo, but we also have other players that we play with for the Spanish guitar band.
We like to play. Yes, we do.
Which is more of a Gypsy King style full band, and there's any combination
of... So very lively.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is very lively and very upbeat.
The full band is simply called De Grazia. It's usually two guitars, bass, drums, and myself on violin, so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good time.
How often do you guys get to play in town?
Man, wow, 2010 has certainly brought new things for us.
Sure.
We were very busy last year, particularly towards the end of the year, both in duo projects, solo projects, and in full band concerts. Things have been kind of slow, but now that the CD's here, it's like, whoomp, time to get to business, I suppose.
Do you guys have a setting that you prefer playing in? Yeah, what is it?
right
here in Studio 2A.
Absolutely. That's where we are.
I'm actually really digging this, Tucson. You might want to try it sometime. my favorite place to play in the whole world is the De Grazia Gallery in the Sun, which...
Coincidentally, is that where something's happening pretty soon?
Well, quite possibly, Mel. Funny you should ask.
Let's talk about that, too.
Well, first off, Domingo's father is Ted De Grazia, the very famous painter, so... the gallery is kind enough to let us use their space.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you might want to elaborate on that.
Sure.
Yeah, the Gallery in the Sun, it's on North Swan, 6300. A huge gallery. It's like the perfect setting for us to bring up this style of music to complement the artwork and to kind of reconnect with some of the Tucson music enthusiasts that really dig this style. So it's going to be, I believe, April 10th.
Yeah, we'll be doing our CD release party there on April 10th. So please come out and join us if you can.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you guys have any other recordings? I thought I remember something about a live. I was doing some research, and there was like a live performance that you captured at
Absolutely.
Some point along the way.
Yeah, you wanted to take that?
Yeah, there's a live full Spanish guitar band CD that was captured at the Paramount Theater in Casa Grande.
Oh, nice.
That's available through OpenView Music. I have the San Carlos Spanish guitar CD. That's my first full band disc, and I also have a classical guitar CD that was I put that out in 2002.
Okay, so you're quite busy then.
Yeah, it's been busy. When Beth talks about things settling down, it's the lull after
recording
probably,
and
well, yeah, 4 months straight of playing shows once, twice, three times a week.
Oh wow! Okay, and that is a lot of playing out.
It was a lot of gigging and a lot of recording too, because at the end of 2008 we were pushing, or 2009, mm-hmm. pushing really hard to get the disc done and mastered. And those people that have put out CDs, you know, it takes a huge amount of time, just over and over.
Where do you record?
We've been recording at Illusion Studio here in town.
Oh, okay, great. And that experience was good, or was it?
Actually, Jim Pavette, who is the owner and the sound engineer there, is a very good friend of ours, and he happens to be in the band, which
Ooh.
Is extremely convenient.
Well,
so
that's very nice.
Yeah.
So you can get honest feedback.
He's painfully honest, but he's really good. He's really good, yeah. And he makes what could be a, you know, an uncomfortable studio experience relatively pleasant.
Now, how long, you guys might have mentioned this, but how long did it take you guys to record this, The Bluest Sky, your latest release? How long did that take from start to finish?
It's been probably a year and a half.
Okay, so it's been a long time in the making.
Absolutely.
So is this because you're writing songs along the way?
Mm-hmm.
And is there any primary songwriter, or?
We have different roles. I think I usually throw out a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beth will build the leads on top of that. And that's kind of the way this disc was built. But there were some of the tracks that probably 4, 5, 6 recordings that were just thrown out along the way. Because we got them to kind of post-production, they just didn't work. So went back to the drawing board.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, for the most part, we didn't really have the time to put into it for the first year or so. And then through a, you know, serendipity, you might call it, Beth loses a couple jobs and her mom offers to lend her some money. And, you know, Domingo's always ready to go. So he was really pushing to finish the disc. And
it's good to capitalize on those opportunities when
absolutely.
Life throws them at you.
Right. When you have the time, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Good for you guys. That's wonderful.
Thanks very much.
I want to remind everyone that it is the middle of our spring pledge drive here at KXCI. And you're listening to Locals Only. There's really nowhere else in town that you're going to hear live performances as awesome as this. So thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it. And they're going to donate a couple of their CDs. So if you call in at a certain pledge level, you can come in and get your premium. That's one of the CDs that you have to pick from. Their brand new release, The Bluest Sky, will be available downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank Domingo DeGrazia and Beth Donis for coming in. And I know we have a lot more music to get to. So why don't we go ahead and do that?
Sure. What are
Sounds
we playing?
Good. Here? All right. The next song that you will be hearing is called April's Fool. Thank you. familiar.
This is 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. I want to remind everyone it is our pledge drive. 520-623-1000 is the number to call. Support your community radio and keep great stuff like this happening every Monday night from 9 to 10 here on Locals Only. Thanks so much for coming out, you guys. This is wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for having us out.
This is Domingo DeGrazia and Beth Donis.
Hello.
Part of DeGrazia and Donis. The parts, I should say. It's just exquisite. You guys sound terrific.
Thank you so much.
As always, I feel very spoiled to be here. Personal concert.
This is really fun, Mel.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, sure. And they have a brand new album, The Bluest Sky, hot off the press. And they're going to be playing where? On April 10th.
Right. All right. Well, we have our
gallery, right?
We have our CD release show coming up at the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun, 6300 North Swan. Please check out either one of our websites, either DeGraziaMusic.com or BethDonis.com for more information on that show. We have a couple other really fun performances coming up too, don't we, Domingo?
Yeah, we've got the end of this month, the end of March. We're going to be at the Paramount Theater on March 28th. That's a Sunday. We're playing an afternoon show up there. We're also playing...
and that's in Casa Grande.
That is in Casa Grande, yeah.
Okay.
We're playing Rhythm and Roots here in town on, I believe, April 24th.
Oh, nice.
And all of those details are going to be up on both of our websites.
Perfect. Right.
And for those performances, I believe we'll be joined by the rest of our band as well, which is a lot of fun.
Perfect.
So,
yeah. You were saying that that's more like the Gypsy Kings kind of sound.
Right. It's a little spicier. It's amazing what having drums and bass does.
Sure. Rhythm section.
That's what it's all about.
It sasses it up a bit.
Right. Totally. So, yeah, this was a... Like, Domingo and I have lovingly called this, like, our classical project. And it's funny because the music isn't really classical. We don't really fit into any specific genre, per se.
Sure. But, I sometimes ask bands how they define themselves.
Right.
So that sounds like where you're going.
But you know what's really funny, Mel? When I was signing us up on iTunes to have the music distributed, the CD distributed, they asked, you know, what category we want the CD featured under. And the one that fit best was easy listening. And I was kind of embarrassed. I associate easy listening with, you know.
There's no shame.
Like my mom, my grandma, who I love dearly. But
they should have a category called universally enjoyable.
I like that.
That would be better, wouldn't
Sweet.
It?
Sweet.
There's no there's no stigma attached
right,
to that.
Right, exactly. easy listening is like elevator music to me. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you persevered and got that taken care of.
Thank you. That's how to find us. Easy listening.
Do you guys have any plans to go on tour? Either with the duo or the full band? Or...
We certainly do.
Ooh.
And we did have actually a really fun tour in December with the whole band.
Oh, cool. Where'd you guys go?
We went out to Hawaii to play.
Well, that's not a shabby gig.
No.
Yeah, it's interesting how a whole bunch of gigs right when you get off an airplane changes a vacation spot to more of a working show. And those were some really long nights and really early mornings.
Sure.
But you know, you can't beat it being out in Hawaii and playing a gig and then being on the beach. It's
right.
Those two go together fantastically.
Right.
It's great.
It worked out great. We were only there for 3 nights, I believe. And we had a show every single night. So first day we got in, we were playing that evening and It was a blast, I have to say. It certainly seemed it brought the band together in a way that only touring can really
exactly.
do. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I always ask bands if they go on tour, are there any shenanigans that we can talk about on air? But
I know.
We don't have to get into that.
Not without the rest of the boys here.
Right. It's only fair.
I think the key word was fun, and we all had our turn on surfboards too, which was pretty awesome.
Oh, good.
So. Yeah.
Very nice. So there's a there's a future tour in the works then, or?
Yeah, there's always right now there's talk of going back to Hawaii at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like to get up to Northern Arizona to run some shows up there, and also Phoenix is somewhere in the books. We have shows that are booked into Phoenix, but some of those are just private gigs, so trying to get the public tour going.
Did we mention Club Crawl?
Oh, no, we didn't. Club Crawl, April 17th.
Yeehaw.
Ooh, we'll coming be, up.
Right.
Where are you guys playing?
We'll be playing on the mountain stage, I guess, at 7 p.m. So I think the earliest act to be featured on that show, on that stage.
That's nice. You get it out of the way, and then you can just walk around with the other people carrying red cups and...
Exactly. Red cups.
Enjoy.
I might have me one of those.
Yeah. All right. So you have a new CD out, The Bluest Sky... And you also have Live at the Paramount. Are there any other CDs we can tell people about?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The San Carlos Spanish guitar disc.
Okay, right.
Okay, we need to start talking about the DVD, which I'm really excited about, too.
Yeah.
Would you like to mention that?
Our Fox Theater show that was about this time last year, there was a full high-definition video shoot that went on during that concert. And that's all been mixed down to one DVD that's... should be scheduled for release sometime pretty quick here.
That's fantastic. How was it playing there? Sound-wise, was it?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was
a stage to be on.
Yeah, and a really great crowd. Tucson's always been really good to us. We played first night a few times and had just a fantastic response. So it's always cool to be in Tucson and playing for a really fun crowd.
Sure.
We love you, Tucson.
But, yeah, for the DVD, check out Open View Music and just kind of keep checking there.
Nice.
I had kind of forgotten about it. It had like a year had passed basically, and just a few weeks ago we had a DVD review party.
Oh.
And so we got to see this footage that we'd never seen before. The most painful part was to watch the interviews, which we had all done, because there's nothing like watching yourself interview.
Yeah, and luckily this one isn't being videotaped.
Thank you.
You guys are off. You're off the hook. I won't call you a year from now and be like, guess what?
You want to see this? Everyone else does.
So were there other artists featured on that DVD? Was it like a big show with lots of bands? And
No, just our band, but the five members on there.
Mm-hmm. And okay, full band.
Like I said, pretty much each one of us has a full music career outside of...
Good segue.
Yeah, the way that we play together. So.
I wanted to hear about how you guys got started with your respective instruments. Beth, go.
Okay. 2.5. Parents both play piano.
Wow.
So before I knew it, I was tinkling the ivories, as they say. Uh-huh. Age 4, met my first violin teacher, who was a very good friend of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And my first violin was a macaroni and cheese box with a ruler taped to the end of it.
Nice. That's
really,
what she's playing today.
I know.
It sounds great.
I have since refined it.
The technology has come a long way with and cheese boxes.
Totally. But seriously, like, what else would you trust a 4-year-old with? I was brought up with some wonderful teachers and very committed, dedicated parents that made me practice even when I didn't want to. And I studied classically up until high school, and then started really branching out into improvisation and joined a couple various rock bands, and really discovered that I liked playing notes that weren't written down. I liked playing by feel and by groove, as opposed to by sheet music.
Right. So you've tested out a lot of different genres.
Yes.
So that's nice.
Yeah. And that being said, I was blessed to study with some phenomenal teachers in college. I did study classical music, but also free jazz, really avant-garde music, folk music.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Do you have any of that recorded?
Somewhat, but nothing that I'm really willing to share.
I'm putting the pressure on, yeah.
I know. But my wonderful boyfriend, Patrick, got me some really fantastic pedals for Christmas. So I've been playing with my looper my pitch dropper. So I make my violin sound like a cello.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how those can figure into our full band configuration. So
cool.
Look for that in the future.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. And how about you, Domingo? How long have you been playing guitar?
I think my formal solo career started when I in the third grade when I failed out of music class.
And geniuses always fail the first time around.
It's a good sign.
That's how you know to look for them.
They just told me not to come back. It was kind of funny.
Wow.
But yeah, then I started writing songs on piano at age 10.
Mm-hmm.
And by 13, I was playing in a metal band here in Tucson.
Oh, great.
And that I was playing bass I played for 5 years with them, and kind of moved over to 6 strings. And as I was working my way through college and playing a lot, I was playing a lot of classical guitar and a lot of classical sounding pieces. But it seemed like the more that I played Spanish pieces, the more that people wanted to hear them.
Hmm.
And before too long, the entirety of my set was more Spanish than it was classical. And
did that jive with you?
Yeah, it really did, because classical is very cool, and it's very respectable, but in a lot of ways, for me, it's really stuffy, and it's really exact, and it has to be the exact way this 300-year-old dead guy played it, which just doesn't, it doesn't sit with me. So, writing my own music. When I was in the metal band, we just played our own stuff, because nobody knew how to read, so you had to make it up, and I've been songwriting ever since.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So now look at you guys.
Oh, Lord.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we have someone to thank from the pledge drive.
Yay.
Jessica called in with a pledge. That's awesome.
Thanks, Jessica.
Yay.
Yes, thank you very much. And she can come in and pick up her premiums, one of which could be a CD.
The Bluest Sky disc.
Bluest Sky by DeGrazia and Donis. So we have another set to get into. My name's Mel Mason. It's been my pleasure sitting with you and talking with you about your music.
Thanks so much,
and don't forget, it is the pledge drive, so thank you, Jessica. Please do give us another call. Jessica, you're off the hook. You already called. Sorry. Other people can call in. 520-623-1000 is the number to call. This is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A here with DeGrazia and Donis.
All right, so the next song that we're going to play for you came about one practice session about 1.5 years ago when I looked at Domingo and said, do you have anything that's in a major key? So this is what we came up with. It's called Follow.
Thank you.
This is 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thanks so much for having us, Mom.
De Grazio and Donis.
That sounds pretty good. The last song that we played for you is it's a brand new song, in fact. We had a song picked out that we were going to close with. And then as I started playing it, I was watching Beth put her violin back together. And
I had some minor technical difficulties during the piece before that.
As sometimes happens, because I play a lot of Spanish guitar, I just kind of go off on a Spanish rhythmic tangent that's loosely based on a song. And it's one of those funny things where I just couldn't get the real song back under my fingers.
And
so
I couldn't get it either.
Beth had to play a brand new solo. And that's some of the improv that we do is just like that.
It's called goofiness.
Right. And that it translates well here into the studio.
Thanks, Mel. You always know the right thing to say.
Oh, well, hooray for that. All right. So Bluest Sky, that's your new CD. Mm-hmm. And why don't we plug the CD event one more time? Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mom. All right, April 10th, Domingo De Grazia and I will be performing up at the De Grazia Gallery in the Sun, 6300 North Swan. For more information, please check out either Domingo's website or my own, degraziamusic.com or bethdonis.com. We really hope you can make it out. It should be a really good time.
Very good. And don't forget, KXCI is in the middle of its spring pledge drive, 520-623-1000. That's the number to call. Support Tucson Music. And did you guys have some words about... No.
Tucson Music.
Wait, I did. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's not
No, I just wanted
that.
To say thanks so much for having us out, and thanks so much for supporting community radio.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a great opportunity, great staff here, and it's a whole lot of fun to play.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here. My name is Mel Mason. It's been my pleasure to sit here and interview De Grazia and Donis. Thanks so much for coming in. Now we're going to take it over to The Hub.
Thanks, y'all.